Well, we've reported a lot on the H-2B visa, which is for temporary non-agricultural workers who come to the U.S. from other countries. The H-2A visa program brings in farm workers who fill jobs that Americans often don't want. That program is growing, up 181% in the last 10 years. But there are concerns that some of the visa holders are not being treated properly on the job and aren't reporting those labor abuses. Matthew Casey of Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports on what's being done about that.
Summer is watermelon season in the Harquahala Valley, about an hour west of Phoenix. After a day of harvesting, white buses bring migrant workers to the Rio Valley Market. The only store for miles sells anything from spices to underwear. The workers are here on a temporary visa called a H-2A. They still wear sweat-stained clothes from the field, but their mood is light as they buy popsicles, soda, chips, and beer. Marco Raul Medrano is from Guatemala, where he grew corn and beans. He says farm work here is easier because you make more money. While Medrano is here, this store might be his only contact with the outside world. That's because the company he works for gives him food, shelter, and transportation. Experts say this can make H-2A workers vulnerable to abuse. The U.S. Department of Labor has touted a civil lawsuit it filed in May against G-Farms in Arizona as part of new efforts to punish bad actors.
We would have been looking at a mass fatality. This housing situation was not even close to safe.
Janet Harold is the Western Regional Solicitor for the U.S. Department of Labor, which enforces H-2A rules. She accused G-Farms of not paying workers the full wage and making them live in unsafe and unsanitary conditions inside converted school buses. Harold says her team took immediate action to help guest workers at G-Farms and punish their employer.
It's a lot of work, and it requires a lot of resources.
Using the G-Farms case as an example, Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta called on the entire agency to work with its Office of Inspector General, or OIG, to seek criminal charges against abusive employers. Harold would not say if the investigation into G-Farms is now a criminal case.
OIG is aware of the case. That's all I can really say.
Mike King is an attorney for G-Farms. He says the Labor Department had no reason to bring the civil case.
By the time they filed the lawsuit, the things alleged in the lawsuit had been corrected.
Arizona regulators cited G-Farms for overcrowded sleeping areas, electrical cords near showers, and a water supply that had not been approved.
Doesn't mean anything was wrong with it. It was not inspected first. That's what that means.
G-Farms settled the safety violations with the state, but it did not admit liability. The owners did agree to pay a roughly $1,700 fine, an amount King says does not match the accusation of inhumane living conditions.
I would prefer not to say that the government is making an example of my clients, but you do see it in any range of regulatory matters. There's not enough resources to prosecute everyone.
The number of H-2A workers has skyrocketed from about 59,000 in 2006 to roughly 166,000 last year, which means the Labor Department has a lot more farmers to keep an eye on than it used to. Federal data show a 20% growth in the number of H-2A visas approved during the current fiscal year. But there's no plan to hire more enforcement agents, leaving migrant workers vulnerable.
Farm workers in general are the most abused population of laborers in our country.
Pamela Bridge is the director of advocacy and litigation at Community Legal Services. She spent two decades fighting for migrant farm worker rights.
We've seen workers who are not given water, told to get their water from an irrigation ditch. That's where they should bathe. That's where they should drink.
Bridge says the claims against G-Farms are especially shocking.
If the allegations are true, absolutely, those conditions are inhumane. No one should have to live like that.
Back at the Rio Valley Market, 38-year-old Marco Raul Medrano looks forward to an evening of television and rest. It's his fourth trip to the U.S., and he hopes there will be more. God willing, he says. Medrano gives short answers to my questions. It might be because he doesn't want to miss the bus or because there are bosses around. I ask if the farm treats him well. Yes, he says, it's good. Medrano has two kids in school in Guatemala. His goal is to help them get ahead. And his H-2A visa gives him until November to earn enough money to make it happen. For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Casey.